Around cattle country on the Southeast AgNet, more than 5,000 cattle industry members were in San Antonio, Texas last week for the 2010 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, the largest event of its kind in the cattle industry. It included annual meetings of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, American National Cattlewomen, Cattle Facts, and the National Cattlemen's Foundation. Florida Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Jim Hanley said they had a good contingency of both Florida cattlemen and cattlewomen at the event.
We've probably got 75 or 80 for sure. Quite a few of our producers were involved in Cattlemen's College programs, and the American National Cattlewomen had some great meetings, but a learning time and an opportunity to bring the industry together to discuss common problems and potential solutions.
One major topic of discussion concerned the reorganization efforts of NCBA, something that Hanley said will be good for the industry.
And I'm in favor of it if it makes NCBA more efficient and easier for producers to get engaged and not be as cumbersome perhaps as it has been. We've actually had a producer on the governance task force, FCA past president Larry Rooks from Citrus County, and they've really done their homework and spent a great deal of time trying to come up with a good answer for a new structure that is easily understood and basically upgrade the association.
But Hanley said the day-to-day operations with the Florida Cattlemen's Association will not be affected by the national restructuring efforts.
Our association, as far as our relationship as a state affiliate, really won't change. We'll still have representation at the national level. We'll certainly have opportunity to come and voice our concerns and get engaged. I mean, we've all got to work together. But I trust what the task force has put together and think it's the right step to take at this time. And I get that sense from my counterparts from around the country.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.